Welcome to the WMC podcast. I'm here. My name's the captain. We have my friend
Moose
and my friend
Goose,
and we're just here to talk about random stuff, and then make a podcast because why not? All right, so we're gonna talk about some games right now. You know, why not? So, Goose, what console do you play on?
I play on PS4.
What about you, Moose?
I play on PlayStation 4.
Oh, snap. So, what are you guys' favorite games right now?
Fortnite.
Trash. Oh, what about you, Moose?
I don't really have a favorite game.
Can you speak louder?
I don't have a favorite game.
Oh. Your favorite game is Fortnite, right? Yours is probably Fortnite, because I see you playing it all the time.
Yeah,
you know, my favorite game right now is probably, like, GTA right now.
How to Train Your Mom.
Or, Rainbow. No good games right now. They're all boring. Fortnite's trash right now to me. Everything's kind of trash right now. So, that's it. So, we have a list right here. According to this list, the 10 best-selling games of 2019 so far, in no particular order. So, the first one right here says Anthem. Something like Titanfall. Don't really know what it is. What about you, Goose? Do you know what it is?
No, I've never played it before. I don't have it.
Goose? I have no clue.
Resident Evil 2. I've seen the movies. They're good movies.
I don't have
But
a game
never played the game. Got it at this time. Alright, so, great game. I haven't played it, but I see a lot of people play it, and it looks really fun. I mean, you could ride a horse.
Yeah. I see a lot of people play it, too. I see my dad play it, and it seems pretty fun.
I think the main problem with Red Dead Redemption 2, though, is that it lacks, I don't know if you guys, but I know that it lacks, an online, they don't support it the way they support GTA. It just has, no online good things, so, you know, anything about RD, whatever. So, alright, so we're back. Sorry for the interruption, but we got interrupted by Mr. Crease. But, we started that Red Dead Redemption 2, so, what's the next game?
Jump Force. Jump Force.
Okay, do you guys know what that is?
No.
Nope. Probably some NBA 2K knockoff.
Yeah.
And then Super Smash Bros. You guys played that?
No, not yet.
I have before, but not the newest one.
I have a Switch, so, you know, I play it on the Switch.
It looks good.
Don't care about that game. Black Ops 4, what about Black Ops 4? I think
Call of Duty is probably always good.
It's a hit or miss. Yeah. I didn't really like it this year.
It depends.
I don't really like the futuristic direction, but I mean, it's not a bad game. So,
yeah.
And then Super Mario Bros. I don't even know what that is. It's probably for the Wii U or something. And,
I played it.
That's it. So, what are we going to talk about now?
Songs?
What about games real quick? You guys play on PS4, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you don't? What do you don't? Is there anything that you don't like about the PS4?
No, not really. I like everything.
Wait, what are you guys even doing?
Oh my god! Sorry, some more technical difficulties, but so is there anything you guys don't like about the PS4?
No, I pretty much like everything.
The only thing I don't necessarily like it. Just I wish it had backwards compatibility where you could play old games that are on PS3 or Xbox 360.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool.
And Xbox has that, but I don't want my Xbox to be crashing all the time, because that's what they do. And it's $100 extra. That's a waste of money. So what do you guys? Have you guys played the Switch?
No, yes. But it looks good.
Yeah, I have it, and then, it's pretty cool because you could take it wherever you want.
I've played it before. I haven't played it much.
But, I don't know about other people, but, it was kind of, hard for me to get used to the controls and, get used to, the small screen.
Yeah.
And, for a week, I was, because I got grounded for, a week, I was on my Switch just playing, games. And I went back to my PS4, and I couldn't play, controls because I couldn't. After a week, I already learned the controls. So, yeah, what about PC gaming?
I think PCs are right. I just think it's kind of more confusing.
Once you get it, it looks pretty easy. But when you first start, it looks looks pretty hard.
It looks difficult to just deal with.
Yeah, I like PCs, but like you have to deal with like
a lot more.
If you make your own, uh-huh, you have to deal with the part like either you put it together wrong or like you did it wrong, so it like crashes a lot. Mm-hmm. But then like they're really expensive too, and there's like so many options.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a little bit more difficult to deal with. Do a little bit. So we're back, and how you guys' day going?
Good.
Pretty good. So, what are we going to talk about?
Ice cream. That new ice cream.
What ice cream place?
Where they...
I think it's called, like, I.N.C.M.Y. I think it's, like, started in New York.
Yeah. What do they do?
They
like, have a, like, cold tray, and they, like, spread out the ice cream, and, like, top up whatever you want in it.
Oh, is it the one where, like, they have, like, the cold tray that like freezes the liquid into ice cream,
and then they like make kind of like a big rectangle, and then they like
roll it up,
scrape it up into rolls, and then they put it in a cup.
So,
and then you have like toppings too.
Derek asked how your guys' day was going because I don't remember.
Yeah,
it was good.
All right, we're gonna talk about the lockdown we had.
So, yeah,
we had a lockdown at our school, and all three of us were together in the same huge room. So there was a lockdown. Well, I mean, you're kind of in our podcast right now, so say hi. Say hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi.
Bye.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay, bye. So during the lockdown, it was during lunch, and we went into, like, the janitor's closet.
Yeah, it was, like, right before lunch. And, like, we were getting our trays, and then they said lockdown. I was sure there was a lockdown, but my friend Troy said, like, there's a lockdown. So we all, like, went into, like, the janitor's closet. There had to be more than 60 of us.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everybody just kept talking, and, like, they acted like nothing was happening. But, like, what?
But it was, no one cared. Like,
oh, yeah,
no one cared.
But it was actually, like, a real...
It was a real lockdown because there was, like, red
there was
scares.
A threat.
People had a football in there.
Oh, look, there's the Officer Hernandez walking around right now.
People had a football while we were in the maintenance closet. And they were throwing it around.
Yeah, Mr. Kreese threw it around.
Mr. Kreese hit a light, and someone else threw the ball, and it hit someone in the face. So, I mean, that was kind of funny.
Yeah, but, like, Mr. Kreese kept opening the doors and looking out. And then, like, I heard, like all the people in the cafeteria, like, hiding in different rooms got in trouble because, like, they thought they were the ones being loud, but it was really just all the people in the room that we were in.
You heard a loud bake from the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, from the bathroom. I heard from, like, one of the 8th graders that, like, there was, like, a couple of them hiding in there, and, like...
Yeah.
They were barricading the door, and, like, the officers tried to break in, but, like, they couldn't get in because, like, they were all holding the door. But...
8th graders? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because I was talking to them.
They were saying it.
How they barricaded? With what?
Like
napkins?
With their bodies.
Yeah, oh.
Like they were like holding
napkins.
The door.
Yeah, because there's nothing, like there's no chairs that you can barricade with.
You know, there's things called bodies.
Well, yeah, I know
you
that.
Grab a toilet. You can just like pull the toilet.
Grab a urinal?
Yeah. Put on the door.
Yeah. So that was kind of scary. Nobody cared either. So like.
Wasn't that scary?
It kind of was.
But the threat
like,
was outside. Of the
it was outside, but like we didn't know what was happening.
It lasted for, like, 30 minutes.
It was, yeah, we were in that room for 30 minutes. It was really hot, and, like, people were just talking.
But, I mean, our class was shorter, so I'm kind of glad.
Yeah.
Just one class?
Yeah.
So? Would you rather do math in the other class?
No, we were having an ice cream party.
Exactly, but it would have lasted for two classes, like, two whole classes.
We didn't do anything for fifth period at all.
I know. Only because fourth period, it was, like, 10 minutes.
10 minutes, yeah.
Like,
the ice cream party is pretty cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
But, yeah, lockdown was kind of scary because we didn't know what was happening. But it was all...
In the end, it was good.
Oh, yeah. I heard that Mr. Akins was, like, had, like, a hammer at the door ready to, like, hit whoever walked in.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty scary, kind of.
I knew someone wasn't on campus. So it was, like, it's kind of hard to get onto the campus.
It really isn't. There's so many doors.
I know, but for these, you have to have a key. You have to have a key. They lock it, like, after lunch and stuff.
Yeah, but, like, what if it was, like, a
but I mean,
what if it was a student who went rogue and, like...
Oh, well, yeah, other than that, but, I mean, I knew, like, I don't know. But you can't climb over these gates. I mean, you can, but it's kind of hard to.
Yeah, it's kind of hard, but, yeah, we're all good.
Unless you're a pro climber.
But, like...
I bet you I could climb over the gate.
but like the room that we were in, the it was like it's a big room with like huge doors, and the doors don't lock, and like they open outward, so like you don't have to push in to open them; you have to push outward, so you can like pull it. So like there's no really like trying to hold it because there's nothing to hold on to for the door, and you can't barricade it.
Yeah.
No, you can't, because it opens outwards.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. It opens outwards.
Yeah, it does.
And we're back for, like, the 50th time. So, I guess we're going to talk about just, like, entertainment stuff. So, do you guys have, like, a favorite music artist?
No.
Not really.
What about you?
No, I like a lot of.
Okay, so I guess I'm the only one with favorite. Well, I have three favorites, which is Eminem, J. Cole, and Hobson. And those are just my favorites right now. Do you guys have a favorite song? Well, I already know what your favorite song is. I mean, Goose, you already know what your favorite song is.
What is it?
It's Old Town Road.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I don't have a favorite song.
You play Old Town Road like every 50 seconds.
It's catchy. Doesn't mean it's my favorite.
What do you listen to?
I listen to a lot of different songs.
Same. Right. I listen to like all types of music. All
right, so speaking about songs, bro.
You saw Crystal for the mic.
I hope they hear this.
ASMR.
All right, so according to this list, some of the top songs right now are Old Town Road.
If I can't.
Wyatt, we already know what you like, Old Town Road.
Oh, yeah, Old Town Road's pretty good.
And then If You Can't, I Don't Care About That. Meat, nope. Sucker, nope. Homicide, great song.
Yeah.
Great, like, best song, like, best song right now. Like, great. Can I just say how much great it is?
Okay, shut up.
It's a great song.
And I've never heard it.
And then Wow, not very impressed.
G-Wagon, G-Wagon.
And then Sunflower.
I think it's right.
I don't care about it. I don't really
it
care.
Sounds like a chill song.
I don't really care about any of these songs.
I
feel like I've heard it before.
Default's on my mind is pretty good.
I got the horses in the back.
Soccer skins be clapped. Flip not pump. All right,
we're done here. So now what are we gonna do?
The movies.
So are there any new movies you guys seen? What?
Should we delete? Since it may have deleted our slide, do we do the ice cream?
It didn't delete anything.
Oh my god, funny. Alright, so next we'll do movies.
But we're recording now, right? I guess we're doing movies now. Any new movies you guys seen?
No.
You haven't left that? I haven't seen a movie in like 3 years.
That sounds pretty cool.
I want to see an Endgame, but I don't really have time.
Yeah,
to
I want to see Endgame, but it's 3 hours.
Isn't it like 3 hours and like 20 something minutes? I heard it's like really boring at the beginning. Dude, Thanos was just enjoying breakfast.
Right.
But Thanos was enjoying breakfast. He's doing okay. He's got his world around.
Yeah.
What else are we?
Yeah.
And what are we going to do now?
And we're back.
Yeah. I couldn't talk for a second.
With no interruptions.
Can you get closer to the mic?
With no interruptions.
Jeez. Wow.
That was loud.
The way you feel? All right. So we were looking at this like website and it had like really expensive items.
Somewhere
and like
weird.
There was like what was it, the iPhone for like what, 4 million or 400,000?
It was an iPhone 5 for 4.8 million.
And there was like a plain old tuna for $3.1 million. I think it's a lot of money for a tuna.
Yeah.
What else was there?
A Supreme yacht.
There was like a really big yacht.
For like $120 million?
Yeah.
I think something like that.
You know how Supreme sells like really expensive clothes?
Yeah.
Do you know that there's a Supreme crowbar? There's a crowbar.
That's
it says Supreme all over it.
That's awesome. And then there wasn't there like a diamond for $8 million? Just like a diamond.
Yeah, well I mean it's a diamond.
Well yeah.
Diamonds are just regularly expensive.
Yeah. Because they're, like, high-priced. Yeah. I think there's, like, a Supreme hammer, too.
Yeah, nice.
They should make Supreme nails.
Yes.
They should make Supreme cars.
Cars? I don't remember where, but I saw this knockoff where it was, like, I think it was a Supreme Yeezy. But I think we're about to wrap up our podcast.
Yep.
We have some closing statements and then we're done. We're back. So this is the end of our podcast. Probably our one and only episode. But if you liked it, if you hit some type of thing that says you like it or give us a 5-star rating, you'll probably get like a million V-Bucks.
But,
or
yeah.
Robux. Or Minecraft.
Or you'll get killed by a hacker in Fortnite.
No.
If you don't.
If you don't. But yeah. Like, this is the end of the podcast, so bye.
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 Are you still here? Why are you still here?